Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the beginning of the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we read the story of Zechariah being informed by an angel that he and his wife Elizabeth will have a child in their old age. And we read, Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." So an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah with the news that his wife, as I said, Elizabeth, would conceive and give birth to a son who's going to be named John. Now, in their old age, Zechariah and Elizabeth were suddenly grappling with the realization that they were going to be parents. Zechariah responded to this news by asking for some proof of this, frankly, unbelievably wonderful promise. "How will I know this is true?" he asked the angel. Well, there's a few telltale signs. So first of all, Elizabeth will tell Zechariah that she's late, and then her belly will begin to grow round. And finally, she'll demand that Zechariah do something like go out in the middle of the night to get some ice cream and pickles. I mean, how will Zechariah know? And Zechariah's impatience and doubt got the best of him, as they tend to do for us. We want to know when God simply wants us to have faith. With most matters of faith in life, we don't need to know. We just need to trust. Let's pray about that. Lord God, we do want to know. We want concrete knowledge. We don't want to have to trust. We long for that which is concrete. And frankly, Lord, we become frustrated when it feels as if we have fistfuls of air. We cry out, "How will I know?" And you respond, "Don't be afraid. Have faith. Trust." Lord, help us not only to accept that response, but also to embrace it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.